This is the KPTZ Compass, your local news magazine for the Northeast Olympic Peninsula. In an ancient ritual of obscure origin that has been characterized as either insane or sublime, each year thousands of nearly naked residents of seaside communities around the world brave the winter elements on New Year's Day to risk life and limb by diving into what is essentially ice water. On this week's Compass, originally aired in January of 2015, we talk with and witness the death-defying antics of scores of our Jefferson County neighbors and friends as they participate in the local version of this hallowed rite, the Marrowstone Polar Bear Dip. So now, let's go inside the Compass. New Year's Day dawned in crystal blue, one of those cold, still mornings with glittery frost covering every surface. As we drove past Glen Cove on our way to Marrowstone Island, the brilliant white plume of the paper mill rose at least 200 feet in a perfect vertical column. Not a breath of wind, we thought, which would be a good thing for the participants in the annual ritual known as the Polar Plunge that my wife and I were heading off to observe. Not so good, though, was the fact that the thermometer was hovering just a few degrees above freezing when we arrived at the Nordland General Store about a half hour before the noontime plunge was scheduled to commence. Nor was the news that the water of Mystery Bay was not much warmer, that in fact there had been a thin layer of ice on the water just the day before. Nonetheless, a crowd was already beginning to gather at the head of the narrow dock that serves as the diving platform for the dozens of ritual observers of every age who, for mysterious reasons of their own, choose to usher in the new year by diving into icy salt water, some of them dressed in silly costumes. If instinct alone weren't enough to alert the mind to the risks involved, the bright red East Jefferson Fire and Rescue truck that was standing by in front of the store with its engine idling and the rescue boat in the harbor brought it home. But inside the store, there was a festive spirit, where barista John Malcolmson was already hard at work trying to meet the high demand for hot espresso drinks.
Are you getting no tip?
I'll give you 5 ones for sure.
So how many years has the dip been going on now, do you know?
This is the 20th or 21st? 21st, I believe, yes.
Yeah. And why do people do it?
This is going to be recorded, so I'll say something nice. No, it's a thrill. It's truly a thrill.
Have you done it?
I did it back in the millennium, and my reasoning was, you know, everything's going to come to an end anyway, so I may as well jump. But of course, it was a trick on me. It's very fun. In fact, I remember thinking my biggest concern was I was going to gulp water when I hit it, so I held my nose and jumped in, and my eyelids did this and fluttered, and anyway, so I swam to shore and got out, and then started making copies for people. So that was my big time.
Oh, so you were working here then as well?
Yes. Yeah, I've been here. It's going to be going on my 16th year in Memorial Day.
Out of the corner of my eye, I caught a glimpse of a man wearing a cape and a golden New Year's party hat, showing off his swimming trunks with fake bare buttocks. I stopped to have a word with him.
So I gather, sir, that you are planning to take the dip?
Oh, yes, sir.
What is your name?
Eric.
Eric who?
Johnson.
Eric Johnson. And have you taken the dip before?
Last 10 years.
Last 10 years?
Yes.
What keeps bringing you back?
The cold water. And going home and sitting in my hot tub.
Do you go in with your Happy New Year hat on?
Oh, yes. It's got salt water crust from last year.
Stepping back outside into the chill morning air, I noticed that the crowd across the street at the waterfront was starting to swell, although there seemed to be far more would-be observers dressed in heavy jackets than people dressed for a dip. Spotting a small group wearing identical aqua-colored t-shirts standing next to a plastic bin half-filled with foodstuffs, I went to see what was going on.
We are the Chimicum We Act Club.
The Chimicum, I'm sorry.
We Act Club.
We Act, meaning as in we act.
Yes.
Upon things.
Yes, we're trying to make the world a better place. We work with the organization Free the Children.
Yeah. How is this going to work this morning then? So you're going to jump into the icy cold water.
Yes.
And the world is going to become a better place?
We just thought it was a fun thing to do with our group, and so we decided to turn a food drive too. So
it's a food drive as well. So that's what this blue bin is here, and people are putting food in here.
Yeah, their club does two different things. They do a local project and a global project. So they collect food for the local food banks, and then their global project this year is they've set a goal to purchase 100 goats for alternative income sources in Haiti.
Oh, really?
Yes. They've brought it. These two are now in high school, and they brought it up to the high school.
Where do you get the goats, and how do you get them to Haiti?
We raise money, and then we donate the money to Free the Children, and then they purchase the goats and send them to Haiti.
Or Free the Children is the larger organization that they're at. They were a couple of brothers based out of Canada that started this, and it's gone global. So,
what's your name?
I'm Erin. I started the We Act Club when I was in eighth grade, and I just really enjoyed it. So when I got up to the high school, I didn't hear anything about the We Act Club, so I wanted to start it all over again.
And how many members are there?
I think the parent that runs the club in the middle school says there's about 30, and then there's about 4 in the high school right now.
They keep their place is Haiti right now. That's their passion, and so last year their project was purchasing bricks to help build the schools down there.
And what is your name?
I'm Jamie Trafton. I'm Hallie's mom.
And then in terms of this food drive this morning, was this advertised that you would be down here as part of this? And
not in the newspaper or anything, just through Facebook, social media kind of thing. Yeah, it was kind of a last-minute thing. Hallie does the plunge every year.
Really? How many years have you done it?
This is my third year.
All right, let's talk about the first year you decided to do it. I mean, like, you know, what was the thing that made you say, you know what I really want to do, very first thing in 2012, was it? I want to go and dive into icy cold water.
I don't know. I think I heard someone talking about it, and I said, hey, that sounds really fun. So,
actually, this is your fourth dive. You started in 2011 because you and I did it together the first year, and then you and Dad did it together the second year, and then we didn't do it last year.
You stepped back and say,
I did it the first year and thought that was good. I did it. But actually, Piper Deal, who is the parent leader of the We Act Club in the middle school, and I got together and we're like, we talked the kids into doing it for the We Act Club, and so we figured if we're having them do it, we may as well do it too.
And are you going again this year?
Yes, so we are.
You look like you're dressed for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so this is our WEAC motto.
Bring so you're not wearing wetsuits. You're being like, you know. Talk to us about it.
This is Aaron's first year joining.
Is that right?
First year.
Are you nervous?
No.
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 You seem very self-confident.
I used to live in Great Falls, Montana, and so for the summer and or winter, we went up to Kalispell, Lake Kalispell, and one of the times I remember I jumped into 48-degree water.
Wow. Now, what temperature is the water here? Do you know?
Probably much more lower than that.
You think lower than 48?
I don't know. Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
I heard it was in the 50s,
that's
but
kind of what
maybe
thought.
that's a summertime temperature. I'm not sure. We're going to have to see if there's somebody out there measuring the temperature.
But it's a beautiful day for this. So we've done it. We've been down here. Hallie's done it in the rain, and she's done it in the cloudy. And I think this is probably the most beautiful day we've had being down here.
But when it's cloudy, often it's warmer than this. I'm not sure what the temperature is right now, but I would guess it's like,
it's,
you know, a little under 40. Yeah, 38 or something. So, you know, a little bit above freezing. And you look a little bit cold standing there in your T-shirts. I'm wearing a nice wool coat and a scarf and a flannel shirt and, you know, and a T-shirt underneath that. So you must be a little chilly, no?
I'm a little chilly.
I think it's kind of the nerves that start, the anticipation that starts kicking in, too, that makes you a little shivery.
Nearby, I noticed Jefferson County Commissioner David Sullivan standing talking to some friends, a towel over his shoulder.
I hear that you're going in the water, is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So this is like a regular tradition for you, is it?
No, it's first time.
First time,
yeah. So
what's motivated you this morning to do this for the first
love.
Time?
Love.
Love.
With a woman, I'm from Quilcene and willing to indulge her whims. So it's a small thing to do to gain favor. So, to be quite honest, that's it. Yeah, look at it every year and usually find something else to do, like watch football or something. But this is a beautiful day to be out here and great group of people. So looking forward to it.
Have you done some sort of training to prepare yourself?
Well, back in Hadlock days, I was in the dunk tank to support Chimicum football one time. So I've had my turn in cold water for the community. So, as well as hot water, probably.
Polar Plunge veteran and food co-op president Janet Welsh passed by with her somewhat reluctant husband, Willie, in tow.
Local celebrity Janet Welsh, she's going in.
Are you going in, Janet?
And I got a virgin with me.
Really, Willie, you've decided that this is the year?
This is a 70-year-old virgin.
What made the difference for you this year? I mean, obviously, you've thought about this long
and
hard.
I have so few days left in my life, I might as well end it early right now. So, who will miss it?
This is the kind of thing that I really don't want to have on my recorder.
I was hoping you didn't have the recorder on.
He's been threatening every year to do it, so he's going to do it this year.
But you've been doing it for how many years now?
5, 6, 7, something like that. It's fun. You obviously are not going to do it.
Well, I have to say that I'm very, very tempted. I would really like to do it, but see, the thing is that I have to maintain my journalistic objectivity.
Journalists can embed themselves.
This would show.
You need to embed yourself.
It would show bias for me to go in the water. Swimmers are now beginning to line up at the top of the ramp, jostling for position and doffing their top layers. I wandered about, interviewing at random.
Yeah.
Are you an experienced hand at this?
It's been 6 or 7 years, but it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, you don't really forget how to jump in the water.
So you haven't been in training?
I haven't been in training, no. But I'm glad there's no ice out there today, although I was ready for that.
You were ready to go skating instead of swimming?
Yeah.
So now I understand we have some first-time swimmers here. Is that right?
Yeah. I did one of these like a long time ago, but I haven't. I've only done one, and that was when I was about 6. So.
And how old are you now?
I'm 14.
And usually, so what made the difference for you?
Usually it was like we'd wake up and it would be too late, and then last night, or it was like a week ago, we finally remembered that there was a polar bear dip today, so we got up in time to do it.
But this is the first time ever for you?
Yeah. Basically, I don't ever want to do this again. I actually got blackmailed into doing this.
Blackmailed?
Yeah, my dad, we went on a go-karting thing a couple days ago, and my dad said if we do something we want to do, we have to do what he wants us to do, so this is it. So I'd rather be at home sleeping right now.
Well, you look like you're getting ready by just wearing your t-shirt now so that the temperature differential isn't too great. Actually, it should be a little warmer in the water, don't you think?
I don't think so.
We felt
the air temperature, and then you take the water temperature, and it's like, oh, no.
I think the water temperature is probably close to 32. The air temperature is probably about 38, so it's quite a big difference.
Is the water that cold, 32?
Oh, yeah.
It's not water, so it doesn't freeze till it's like in the 20s.
It was frozen the other day. Two days ago,
it's been frozen over with like 1/8 inch.
The salt water has been frozen.
Yeah, with 1/8 inch ice, and it's just, oh. I was thinking it was going to be frozen again today.
So was it frozen so you were able to walk from your home over here?
No, but it was enough that you could throw like small rocks on it and they would just skip across the surface. So, yeah, it's going to be cold.
Is this something you've been doing for years, or is this your first
time? This is my second year.
Second year?
Yeah.
You went last year.
I went last year for the first time, so I'm terribly excited to go again.
So what was it about last year's experience that drew you out again this year?
The camaraderie, the beautiful weather. It's always gorgeous on New Year's Day.
It was this nice last year?
It was this nice last year. It was actually warmer last year. The air temperature was warmer. Okay, but it doesn't matter because the water's always cold.
Swim back to the dock.
Excuse me, you look like you're planning to go in. Is that right?
Yes.
What is your name?
Oh, I'm Stacy.
And have you done this before?
Twice.
I see. What keeps bringing you back?
A fresh year. Something to do to kick off the year.
You couldn't think of anything better like sleeping in to kick off the year?
No. No. We take the dogs to the first beach when you're coming in, and let them do their polar bear plunge, and then we come over and do ours.
Everybody make sure they sign up.
Sign the waiver.
At some signal I didn't quite catch, Bathers of all shapes and sizes streamed out onto the long, narrow dock and lined up facing the water on both sides, poised for action. I joined them, feeling somewhat out of place in my heavy woolens, among all the naked legs and torsos, although some were wearing fanciful costumes. I found myself standing next to a couple dressed as penguins, complete with outsized red bow ties.
Excuse me, you look like you're very experienced at this.
Well, kind of.
This is our fourth year, but our first year here. So this is very exciting.
Oh, so you've been doing this elsewhere?
Yes.
Like where?
Central California, San Luis Obispo.
Is that where you're from?
Yes. Cayucas has the annual polar plunge also.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Are you just visiting up here this year?
No, we moved.
Oh, you've moved up here?
Yes.
Your fourth year.
Yes.
And do you always go as penguins?
The last 2 years we have. The first year we went as newlyweds.
And was that in fact the case?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
What are your names?
Carrie, Debbie, and Christopher. Ready?
Not yet. You have to wait.
No!
Ready? One, two, three, go!
Suddenly, there came the sound of a splash, and then another, and then, in a matter of seconds, the dock cleared, and the waters of Mystery Bay were all abroil as screams of delight and agony filled the air.
How is it in there?
It's brisk! Is it? Wonderful!
It's amazing!
Cold! Keep going! How was it?
It was cold!
And then, as quickly as they were in, most of the divers scrambled back up onto the dock, their skins pink, blinking salt water out of their eyes. Most attempted to beat a hasty retreat to the ramp and the warm towels awaiting them on the shore, but soon found their ways blocked by the line of those still coming down the ramp to take their turns at the ritual plunge. Suddenly, nobody was making progress in either direction, and as more dripping divers clambered back onto the floats, the sheer weight of humanity began to submerge them.
There's so many people, the dock is beginning to sink a little bit here in the middle.
Oh my gosh. Where's our kids?
Oh dear.
The dock sinks.
All right. The dock is in fact sinking.
Oh wow.
All right, we need to get people off the dock. Keep walking. The dock is sinking. Some people are going in again and swimming to the shore. The dock is now under about 6 inches of water here as people are... It's a traffic jam as people are trying to get out, as other people are trying to get in.
Oh my God!
See ya!
Let's wait till
by the time I made it back to the ramp from the third float out, my shoes and jeans were soaked to mid-shin, and so it was that I could report, based on empirical evidence, that the water was indeed very, very cold. When I finally got back to the top of the ramp and solid ground, I found Sue Rose, who with her husband Tom inaugurated the Nordland Polar Plunge some 21 years ago, standing clipboard in hand, attempting with only moderate success to get all of the swimmers to sign in.
Are those sign-up sheets?
Yeah.
Do you know how many people signed up to go in?
No, I don't yet. I've got another couple of forms inside, so I'm just trying to catch as many people as I can. Make sure everybody's signed. Because the paper always wants to, you know, it was always kind of exciting for people to have their names in the paper. And so...
Oh, is that what the sign-up sheet is for? It's not actually it's a waiver.
It's mostly a waiver.
It is a liability waiver.
But then it started to be more... Can
what
we get
does it
our
say?
Name
by this
paper?
Signing this form, I hereby release the Mystery Bay Trading Company and the Nordland General Store of any liability. Well, that's very simple.
But we got, you know, we got a lot of good help out here in case we need it. Did you sign in?
I did.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. Great. We have such a compliant group.
Did Tom jump?
No, he didn't jump this year.
So you were around, I imagine, when this started.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So how and why did this get its start?
It started, Tom's cousin used to walk in at Alki in Seattle, and he thought, you know, that's such a great thing to do. You know, he says, we've got a dock now. Let's see if a few people want to come out and join us. Maybe we'll get the year off started good. And there we have it. And then he, you know, they thought, oh, we'll probably get about 5 or 6 people and it'll be mostly us. Got down here the first day and they'd come back from being doing something. Got down here and there was a lineup of people. There were probably 35 people the first year that jumped, and then it just...
And that was all just word of mouth.
Yeah, it was just word of mouth, and we just all of a sudden had to keep it a going concern. So everybody has a great time. They come out with a smile on their face
lots of... I mean, how many people do you estimate are out here today?
I don't know.
Hundreds.
Lots more people watch than participate.
Yeah, well, I could see that.
I always tell people it's not a spectator sport, but... Did you get to sign in?
Yeah.
Good. Happy New Year.
Come on.
Well, there were enough people out there, too. I did go in, see?
Oh,
there were enough people out there to sink the dock about 8 inches.
Yeah. Our biggest year, it was really low.
Yeah. You don't jump every
Poor
year?
Things. I haven't been jumping in the last couple years. Because then, you know, you stand out here, or you go in and make coffees, and it's like, I'm freezing. This is the waiver to jump.
Now that
we already jumped too late.
I know. I just can't.
She said, do it on your way out.
That's awesome.
We've never lost anybody yet.
Such a nice
we haven't.
Guy.
Not that we know.
And I do it here. This happens everywhere. And, people don't die.
No.
They get hit by lightning on golf courses, but they don't die doing
worse.
This.
We could have all the ice. Somebody have to jump through the ice or something. We were worried about that, actually.
Do you happen to know what the water temperature is this morning?
It's usually about 42.
About 42?
Yeah, uh-huh.
But it actually was frozen on the surface.
Yesterday it was completely frozen. It had little icebergs everywhere, hundreds of them.
It was pretty cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, little icebergs.
Now, do you happen to know, like, what the record number of people...
we had 187 on the Millennium. That would have been, like, our fifth year, I guess.
They sunk the dock.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody got out in the dock, and the dock was actually a wash.
Well, actually, they sunk the dock just now, too. I was out there. Yes. You see this? They sunk it up to here.
So you should have
That's like 10 inches at least.
You might as well have.
I was in. That's what I felt. You know, but I had the recorder.
Did you want to sign the waiver?
There's an old relic.
I asked Rose who was the oldest person ever to take the plunge, and thus was led to meet 95-year-old Pat Burns, who she believed had that distinction, although on this day she was only a spectator.
Hi, I'm Steve Evans from KPTZ Community Radio, and you have been presented to me as probably the eldest person to ever do this.
Probably. How many years ago did you do it?
I can't remember.
It wasn't that long ago, maybe 5 years?
Maybe 90 or something like that.
You were 90 when you did it?
I'm thinking about doing it again, too.
Really? You're going to do it today?
You can be like Alma.
I'm going to wait when I'm 100.
Yeah, Alma, she'd say, I'll do it at 100 in the nude. And then she never made it.
I don't know about that.
She lived to 99.
Yeah, she was 99. She was about 6 months from being 100.
Yeah.
But she didn't go in when she was
99. No, she didn't. No. She was going to do it when she was 100.
She was going to do it for the first time when she was 100.
Yeah. I knew she'd get out of it somehow.
That's not the white bread.
No.
Now, when you did it when you were 90, had you been doing it like every year for a while? Or no?
I did it the next year because my kids wanted me to do it with them. So I've been in twice. That's enough.
She swims in the summer, too, a lot.
Do you?
Yeah. The water's good then. All these crazy people, they jump in New Year's when it's cold.
It seems crazy to me. I didn't intend to go in, but I ended up standing out on the dock when the dock went in, so I had no choice but to at least go up to my shins.
It's hard to explain. I did it 19 years, and then last year I didn't do it, and so this year I just didn't feel like doing it. I don't know why. But you can't.
So here you are, the founder, and not doing it. I mean, you're.
I'll do it next year. My granddaughter's going to do it for the first time next year, so I'll do it next year with her.
How old will she be?
She'll be 3 and a half.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, little baby. Granddaughter. Oh.
Yeah.
Is she a swimmer yet?
Well, we go swimming in the summer out here. Her mom's a swimmer. Her mom loves going, cold water. She'll do two or three times. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, the events.
Well, nice to meet you.
All right, you
I
too.
Home and turn the coffee pot on.
As I spoke to Burns, I noticed Janet and Willie Welch heading for their car and rushed over to ask Willie how he had liked his first polar plunge.
He was actually smiling, and we've got proof of it. He always thought I was crazy. He's like, how can you be smiling when you come out of the water?
It is cold.
No, but I think. But what's it feel like to be back out of the water?
Much better.
And you don't feel cold, I understand, once you get out of the water.
No. You don't.
No, he didn't even zip his jacket up. He was just standing around.
No.
It's,
but it was from out there about to there as I was swimming in, I was going.
Oh, so you swam into shore. You jumped off the dock and swam to shore?
Yeah. And we thought it was going to be shallower than it was, so we went way out. So it was a nice long swim.
Oh, and you didn't find your muscles freezing up? And
muscles?
It occurred to me that maybe if it's a much longer swim, maybe the muscles will seize up.
Somebody told me once, a guy who taught safety for the Coast Guard said that 3 minutes in this water and your muscles lose 70% of their function.
Yeah.
Did you experience the...
We were not in the water for 3 minutes. I can assure you we were not in the water for 3 minutes.
After taking their dips, the swimmers quickly dispersed, mostly no doubt headed home for a hot shower and then possibly a hot toddy by the fireside. With my own feet starting to go numb in my ice water-filled shoes, I totally sympathized, and it wasn't long before I was headed home for my own hot shower. As we passed the gate to the Indian Island Naval Weapons Station on the way home, I noticed a pair of solitary figures bundled up against the cold, sitting in lawn chairs on the grassy swale at the county park across the way, and suddenly realized that these were other observers of ritual, but that in this case the ritual was weekly rather than annual. Since the beginning of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, peace activists have held vigil here to protest American militarism every Thursday for 2 hours starting at noon. New Year's Day or not, these two clearly were not to be diverted, even by the attractions of the polar plunge. This is Steve Evans reporting for KPTZ Community Radio News. This week's KPTZ Compass was written and produced by Steve Evans and was originally broadcast on January 5th, 2015. For those tempted to try the waters themselves, the Maristone Polar Bear Dip will next take place on the somewhat precarious dock across from the Nordland General Store at the stroke of noon on New Year's Day. The Compass airs Mondays at noon and 5 p.m. and repeats the following Saturday at noon. You can listen to podcasts of past Compass programs at the kptz.org website, where you can also stream KPTZ live 24 hours a day. For the news team here at KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Steve Evans.